Good morning, man. Well, the longest days of the year are here.
Yeah.
And you can tell, man, it's gorgeous out, and it's already, like, bright and sunny.
I know. I don't want it to. I was thinking this morning, I don't want it to go back the other way.
I'm already having, like, depression about it getting darker.
I literally was like, wait, is it less light today? Yeah. Is it already starting?
Yeah. No, not yet.
No, because, like, it's
not quite,
great
but
for
soon.
Us.
Yeah, soon. Yeah, well, if you're in the 5 o'clock club, then you probably like this. Although, if you work over, like, overnights, like, third shift, And you go home at this time, you probably want it to be dark because then you fall asleep easier.
Well, it's like me going to bed at like 7:30. It's still light out.
That's going to be that way for a long time. Because 7:30 is really a very elderly bedtime.
I'm working on 8:30.
Okay.
I'm working on
it.
Whoa. I know.
Live a little.
I know. I'm working on it.
So part of my new suburban life is contending with a slew of hoses and sprinklers. And I went and got the hose. Remember I had to go to get the hose?
Yeah, you get to go to the hose store.
I got my hose.
Nice.
I got my hose. And, and I was battling with the sprinklers. It was there was part of me that thought, you know, I should have set up the camera. Yeah. And just like done like a time lapse and just put it online as like in fast motion.
Yeah.
It would like.
So you're sprinkling that back section, right?
Which is a hill that's basically 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, like you need to be like that climber guy to get up the hill.
Yeah.
So here I am trying not to disturb the seed, you know, so the hill has been seeded. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put the hoses up to put the sprinklers in the right place to water it so it stays damp so that we don't waste this, like, pounds and pounds of seed, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's not to grow grass. It's to grow, like, wildflowers. Like, so it'll be, like, theoretically, it's going to be a really pretty hill,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I have to get it watered.
Yeah.
So here I am. Picture me with a new hose, which, by the way, why don't they make the hoses in a way that don't kink all the time?
I know.
Ugh.
A kinkless hose.
Right? That would. Yeah. Can I invent the kinkless hose? I'm sure it exists. It's just more expensive than the hose that I bought. Because I was like, 100-foot hose, $10 off? Yes.
Sure.
I'll take two. So anyway, so I got the hose. I got the sprinkler on the end, which, by the way, has a stake on it that could murder somebody.
Yeah, the stakes are crazy.
So I'm trying not to jab myself with that while I run up this hill that, no joke, is probably, it's more than 45 degrees. I mean, it's got to be. It's steep. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying not to disturb the seed that's on it, right? So I'm, like, trying to very quickly, like, tip-toe, like up this hill.
Is Tim watching you when you're doing
this? No, thankfully, he was not home. But all of a sudden, I realized that the neighbor who could see it, the one neighbor who could see it, she comes over and she goes, "Hi, are you Blake?" And I was like, "Yes." And she goes, "Oh, and Tim is your partner?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Wow, you have a good memory. I hadn't met her yet."
Yeah.
But I'd met her husband. I'm talking to her the whole time. Meanwhile, I'm trying to kink the sprinkler because I'm at the top of the hill now.
Oh,
so
good.
I can't run down and turn the hose off to talk to her.
Right.
So I kink the sprinkler after trying to just spray with it. Like, and then we're chatting and I'm like, I got to get back to this because.
Yeah. And I'm killing my seeds right now, lady.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought, how long was she watching this? You know.
So I'm picturing Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that you're Rick Moranis in that situation where he's hovering over the grass so he doesn't touch it.
Oh, totally.
You know that part where he's like looking for his kids in the grass, but he doesn't want to touch the grass. You need sort of that contraption.
Yeah.
Where you hover.
Yes.
You hover over
the
hill.
Send it to me if you have that contraption. Like a helicopter, maybe, that could lower me down, something like that. Yeah, that would be good.
Man, I wish Tim was home to see this.
Oh, my God. And then I'm trying to figure out the angle of the sprinklers to water the whole hill.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because it takes a few times
to figure out where to put them.
Because
I didn't
want to
water the grass because I don't want to flood the grass.
Right.
Because the grass is coming in really nicely. But the hill has all this new seed, and that's the part that needs to get watered, like, ASAP, right? So, anyway.
You might have to be that guy that goes out when the sun goes down. You don't water it when the sun's out, but right when the sun is about to go down at like 7, you go out and just sit there for an hour and water the...
Oh, God.
You might be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, have a cocktail.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I've got it set up now that I can turn one sprinkler on, let it go, turn the next sprinkler on, let it go.
Okay.
Turn the next sprinkler on, let it go. And then I have to, there's one section that's missing that I have to go manually spray.
Okay.
But I think I got it figured out.
Okay.
And hopefully with all my little treks up and down didn't upset. There's going to be like, you once the seed comes in, there's going to be like Blake tracks. Like
just put
footprints.
Rocks there so it's like a little rock path.
There we go.
Here you go. You meant to do it.
Yes, of course.